Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali? And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Right.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
We have a lot of changes to tonight's agenda. Anyone here on the Sony application on Hamilton that is adjourned until December 11th, 2025 with no further notice? Gayatri Nai, Surrey Lane is adjourned until December 11th, 2025 with no further notice. VentureNet Properties on Hose Lane is adjourned until December 11th, 2025 with no further notice. NDK Realty, South Washington Avenue is adjourned until December 11th with no further notice. And Edgar Lopez on Howard Street is adjourned until December 11th, 2025, and they must notice. Those are all the changes I have for this evening.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Let's start off with item number 7, 25-ZB71V, Javanti Patel.
Is Javanti Patel present?
Yes, here.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Kinjal. Last name is Patel. Address 36 Joyce Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Could you spell your first name, please? You can put your hand.
It's K-I-N-J-A-L.
Okay, and what is your relationship to Javanti Patel?
He's my father.
Okay, and he's standing behind you?
Yes, he is.
Okay, checking to make sure you do a good job?
I guess so.
Okay. Could you explain to the board what you're here for?
We wanted to request to do fencing around the house for privacy and safety and security reasons.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Jonathan, will you jump in here for a minute?
Certainly. Staff doesn't have any concerns about the setbacks for the fence, save for the easement that it's going over. So, Ms. Patel, you're going to have to enter a memorandum of restriction. So, have you read the staff report?
Ms.
Patel?
It was mailed to you.
Okay.
That's okay. So, a memorandum of restriction is a document we're going to have you sign. It basically says that if you're responsible for maintaining access to the easement area, if the town needs to access the easement area where the fence is located, you will remove the fence, let the township have access to the land, and you will put the fence back up all at your own cost.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yes.
And we also want to make sure that you get a utility markout just to make sure that when you put the fence in, you're not damaging anything underground.
Okay.
Those are the only comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
If you have any questions or comments, you could raise your hand on the bottom. No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Patel, your application has been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our meeting in December. We'll mail that document to you. You'll need that to get your permits.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night now.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 10. 25-ZB-67V, Annette Rion Masaryk. You're muted, ma'am. There you go.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I need to swear you in, ma'am. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
You can put your hand down and give us your name and address, please.
My name is Annette Rion Masaryk. I live at the corner of Runyon Avenue and Hudson Street.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I am here to request a variance for my vinyl fence, 6-foot vinyl fence. I have, and also my shed. I have both of those I'm requesting variance for. The fence was installed in good faith, is in excellent condition, and creates no safety or visibility issues. I have over 50 feet of chain link fence from where my vinyl fence starts to the corner. The fence provides privacy, security for my grandchildren, my pets, protects my allergy sensitive vegetable garden. Prior to the fence being installed, we had a break-in and reported that. And since it's been up, you know, we have a much greater just sense of safety. I'm retired and single. So it's important for me to feel safe.
Understood.
As well as my grandchildren.
Understood, ma'am. Jonathan, could you lend some insight to this?
Yes. So I understand the fence was installed in good faith, but it's right up against the property line. So there's a 35-foot setback required off of Hudson Street. So what we're requesting is that the fence be placed 17 and a half feet from the property line, where 35 is required.
17 feet? The issue with that is I have several thousand dollars worth of shrubbery and inside the fence, and it would create a very expensive financial burden on me. And I am on a fixed income at this point to move the fence and to destroy all the landscaping would be a financial burden.
You do have the option to have that be a 4-foot, 50% solid fence in that location instead of a 6-foot solid.
4 foot?
4 foot picket or 4 foot chain link.
The issue is deer can jump over. It wouldn't be protective with my grandchildren, and I'm asking for your empathy to have this variance. It's been up over 8 years at least.
Okay, and the 35-foot requirement would be reduced to 17 and a half feet. So we're trying to meet you halfway. And the chain link fence portion in front of it would have to get removed because that's in the site triangle of the intersection.
That chain link fence was there when I purchased the home.
I understand.
I mean, I purchased the home with the chain link fence there. And that was 33 years ago.
Some home inspectors don't pick up on zoning permits and zoning violations. So I understand you bought the home in that condition, but that fence is not permitted in that location.
So a chain link fence, even though you can see right through to two blocks almost to Day Street?
I can pull up the section of town code, but it's in the site triangle of the intersection. It's right, since you're right on the corner, it's the issue.
Okay, but you can see from that corner through the chain link fence almost to, you can see it to Day Street, past Day Street.
Okay, I think that's the lesser of the concerns. I don't see a 6-foot solid fence going right up against the Hudson Street property line. It's just, it's too close. It really needs to be moved.
I mean, is there any other, it like I said, it is going to, I don't even know, I can't afford to move that fence and lose all of my yard and the landscaping. I mean, I just can't afford to do that. I'm retired.
We'd give you enough time. I mean, we're not going to make you go out and do it tomorrow. First of all, there's no fence or nothing allowed in that site corridor there. So even if you can see through the chain link fence, there's nothing allowed there. If you move the fence in, wouldn't your shrubs be on the outside and be decorative to the outside of your property?
What?
I mean, you're not going to lose the shrubs. We're not asking you to rip them up. But to move the fence in onto the other side of your shrubbery, mm-hmm. It would lend to your landscape on the outside of the property, in my opinion.
I don't really have anything to say about that. I don't understand why the shrubbery would be outside of the fence.
Well, I was under the impression you said you were going to lose that shrubbery if you had to move the fence in.
Well, I'll lose it from my yard.
You'll lose it from your site. You'll lose it from your backyard to look out. I can appreciate that. I'm just trying to work with you at this point. We can't rubber stamp it and say, oh, it's okay, because it's not. There's a couple of violations we need to address.
I mean, Piscataway has given variances to several other fence issues. For instance, on Ballast Lane, Sunburst Lane, Quincy Street, Harmony Street. I mean, I did the research. You've given variances to other properties, and I'm asking you for that same consideration.
Well, we do give variances to a lot of different, each one specific to their own, you know, situation. So yeah, we do. And we were hoping to give one to you as well. It's just what you've got there now and what we require is it's huge. It's right on the property line. You know, maybe we could go 20 feet instead of 17. That's an extra 3 feet of yard that you can keep.
So I would have to.
You mean the other direction?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So 14 feet.
I mean, 14. That's right. Yeah. Is that okay with you, Jonathan? It would make sense just to like meet
it halfway. I mean, it is outside of the side triangle. If that's. Yeah, if you're comfortable with that.
I'm just trying to give her a little bit of something for the effort. That's all. I think we can work with her, but other than that, I can't offer any other solutions. Anyone else have any comments?
Like Jonathan said, she could change it to a 4-foot picket.
Right.
You know, that, and to keep it in the same location. And then once
and you can keep the fence where it is, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
If you change the fence out to a 4-foot picket, you could keep the fence in the location, keep the landscaping where it is.
But that wouldn't give me the safety, the privacy, my grandkids.
Understood. I understand.
So you're saying I have to move that 6-foot vinyl fence in 14 feet?
Off of Hudson, yes. From where it is now.
And that's the best that you can do?
Well, 35 feet is required, so 14 feet is more than half
it's
of
a what's compromise.
Required. Yeah.
And how long? I mean, I have no idea what the cost of this would be.
Ma'am, we'll give you 6 months, and you know what? At the end of 6 months, if you have an issue, you can come back before us, and we could possibly extend it. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So when I mean, literally, you have the potential of waiting a year. For the most part, we can give you 6 months, wait till the soil is nice and soft. I'm not going to make you dig now in November, December, January. If you can't address it in 6 months, you come back before us, we give you an additional 6 months. So we're basically giving you a year to either save up the finances or come up with a different alternative.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to, Jonathan, can we summarize? We're removing the chain link.
We're moving the remove the 4-foot chain link fence that is
in the sightline.
In the sightline, southwest property corner. And
can I ask a question? So I purchased that, that protects my property on the corner, right, from cars that can, God forbid, have an accident and come onto my property. It was there over 35 years ago when I purchased, and it was here before then. So I don't understand how all of a sudden that chain link fence is an issue.
It was always that way. And unfortunately, when it was installed, it wasn't conforming with the town code.
If you had called the town when you had the fence put in and asked for a permit, we would have known at that time, and you wouldn't have wasted your time or your money.
This part of the fence, the chain link fence, was there 33 years ago when I purchased the property.
Even if you came in when you changed the vinyl fence, if you came in, you said about 8 years ago? If you came in then, we would have known the chain link. Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, it was a chain link fence all around. I really had no idea that in order to put up a fence on one's own property, that you needed a permit to be perfectly
You could have called and your fence company should have known. They should know better also. So if you came in at that time, you would have known the chain link wasn't where it was supposed to be at that time, and you wouldn't have been going through all this.
Okay, so the chain link fence that's still up, why, since for at least 33 years when I purchased it, it was probably up before then, why is the onus of it being moved and on me?
Because you're the property owner, ma'am.
Right, but it was here before I was the property owner.
It was illegal then. It shouldn't have been put up. The fact that you're no one caught it when you got the purchased the house 33 years ago, that's on your inspector.
And the inspector before that.
You're right, exactly.
And if I wanted to move the chain link fence in, is that a possibility?
The 4-foot chain link fence in the front of your house, it would have to be almost in line with that retaining wall to the right of your front door. It's very, very far into your front yard. The code picks up anything over 30 inches in height. So if you put up something that's decorative, that's lower, you could have something in that, a 30 inch fence in that area. That's something that would be a visual deterrent that would be permitted in a site triangle. So that's an option. I'm happy to work with you more on a creative solution like that.
And what's your name?
My name is Jonathan.
Jonathan what?
Misrahi. Misrahi. I'm listed on the staff report.
Okay.
Any other members of the board have any questions or comments?
Can I just summarize again really quickly?
Oh, please. Yep.
So the 50-foot chain link fence, we will work together to modify that in a way that it'll be acceptable in the code. So we'll remove it and we'll potentially put something back up that's 30 inches or lower. The vinyl fence will be brought in 14 feet from the property line along Hudson Street, 6-foot solid vinyl fence. And I know there was another variance requested for the structure. I think what we could do is we can, if it's acceptable with the board, have the structure remain until it's time for it to be substantially repaired or replaced. And then at that time, it's relocated to a conforming location. So that would be the summary of what you'd be voting on for this application.
Okay. You understand that, Annette?
Oh, I think
the
so.
Shed can stay, the shed can stay where it's at until it either it becomes dilapidated, or you, if you are going to replace it with another shed, that's going to have to be moved to a conforming spot in the yard. Okay. We'll move the fence to 14 feet, the vinyl. And then you're going to work with Jonathan about the situation with the 50-foot chain link fence.
And it'll be done within 6 months.
It'll be, and you have 6 months to do it. And again, if you guys can't resolve your issues or you have something else, come before us and we'll give you another six.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to close the public portion and I'd make a motion to approve this application with Jonathan's recommendations. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. We'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, man. Have a good night.
You too.
Let's move on to item number 11, 25-ZB-77V, Dipesh Patel.
Is Dipesh Patel present?
Yep.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yeah.
Your name and address, please.
Dipesh Patel, 357 Metlers Lane.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yeah, we want to add on to the back of the house with a second and first story addition.
Okay. Jonathan?
Yeah, there's a couple of existing nonconformities with the property that we need to address.
Son of a gun. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Greg Waga. I'm their architect. Hi, Mr. Keneally. How are you? You Mr. can't Waga, see me, but I can't get in somehow. I'm sorry.
Well, because you didn't come in through the link. I didn't know you were coming on, or I would have sent you your own link.
I
will make you a participant. Give me 1 second.
Sure, I'm sorry. Thanks, Laura. I thought join as a panelist.
Yep, yes. Hit yep. that button and we'll be able to see you. That's funny. Here it comes.
Okay, I'm in now. I apologize for the we had a technical difficulty on our end, and I'm in now.
Fine. Put your camera on, you're good.
I'm good. Here we go.
There he is.
Great. There you go. Thanks, Laura. As
you're
always.
Welcome.
Good evening, everyone. So I'm well, I guess I'll have to get sworn in.
Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Mr. Waga has appeared as an architect expert before this board on prior occasions.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Yes, so I do have items we can share if that'll make appease the board, or we can just speak from memory. We do have an existing lot that is narrower than it should be in this specific zone. The current home exceeds the side yard setbacks by approximately 2.5 feet on both left and right side. What we are looking to do is extend an addition above the existing left right side of the home, as well as add an addition off the rear. We took the zoning requirements into great respectful concern, and we kept the addition off the rear within the boundaries of the setbacks required for this specific zone. And therefore, we're dealing with really two pre-existing non-conforming that are creating, now that we're building above one on the right side, we're encroaching into that pre-existing non-conforming on the right side.
Okay, Mr. Guaga, before you jumped on, I was asking our township expert, Jonathan, if he could address some issues he had on the site impact. Let
sure.
him address that now, and then you can answer them one-on-one. Or
not a problem. We'll go, Chairman. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jonathan. Proceed, Jonathan. Perfect.
Thank you. Yes. So the existing nonconformities, I do appreciate, Mr. Waga, the consideration to all of our requirements and how the proposed additions don't exacerbate any of the existing nonconformities. There are a few items addressed in the staff report. Have you had a chance to review that?
I did not see any report. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So There's built structures within the right-of-way, including architectural pillars. They have to be removed from the right-of-way.
Okay.
There's also a discrepancy in the right-of-way. There needs to be a permanent right-of-way dedication to widen Mettler's to its master plan width. So it's going to be approximately an 8-foot strip of land.
Okay.
That needs to be a right-of-way dedication. Okay. And then we're considering that it's a substantial addition. We're going to be requiring township-wide. We're going to be doing an installation of fiber optic conduit. So we're going to require that there's going to be an installation of 2 fiber optic conduits that are 4-inch diameter conduits.
Understood.
Along the frontage.
And will that be along the right-of-way, Jonathan?
Yeah, so that's going to be
within that 8-foot right-of-way?
After the dedication on your new property line along
the Understood. Mountains. Understood.
And then we'll provide details for you. We need a note and a call out added to the plans. And there also needs to be a lateral, a pull box and a lateral going off of those 2 conduits.
Understood. A location to be determined by the municipality or the utility company.
It's for township use, so it's not going to be by the utility.
Okay.
You'll propose it and we'll confirm it. So
understood. Okay. And the specifications will be provided on size and requirements.
Yes, I'll make a note to talk with Laura, get your contact information, and I'll send it over tomorrow.
Please, thank you.
All right, Mr. Guagra, if you're okay with those issues that Jonathan brought up, we can proceed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other members?
Sorry, I just emailed you guys the staff report. It was mailed to the applicant.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Jonathan, you had no other issues with the site report. You addressed everything you needed to, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Hi, Laura.
You can raise your hand if you'd like to speak. No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it at our December meeting and mail a copy to you.
Thank you, Jim. And if I just may say, I just want to continue to commend Laura and her staff and this board for being probably the most efficient and accommodating board in this state. I've done thousands of meetings, and I just want to applaud the effort. It's always a pleasure dealing with the young lady in the red.
Thank you, Mr. Quagga. Okay. Very nice.
Stay well. Happy holidays.
You too.
Mr. Emerson Patel, we'll talk tomorrow.
Mr. Quagga, was that the $50 tribute or the $10 tribute?
No, that was $100.
Well,
holidays are coming.
This is the season. This isn't recorded anymore, is it, Chair?
We're live.
On. Have a great night.
All right, you enjoy. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Take care.
Move on to item number 12, 25-ZB-82V, Barbara Bass.
Is Ms. Bass present?
You're muted, Barbara. Okay. There you go.
I'm here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Barbara Bass, 8 Cameron Road, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, I'd like to replace a chain link fence with a vinyl fence. The current fence is on the easement, and I'd like to put the vinyl fence where the current fence is.
I think Jonathan has to address the removal and replacement. Yeah.
Thank you. So were you on the call with the first applicant, Ms. Bass?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to have you enter a memorandum of restriction just like for them.
Yep.
So you understand what that entails and you agree to that?
I do.
Okay. And if it's in the same location, we won't have to worry about a mark out because the post will be in theory going in the same location.
Okay.
That's really all of the staff's concerns.
Yeah. I just have one question.
Because, sure, man.
You're saying you're memorializing everything in December. Do I have to wait until December? Because they said they could get this fence done for me in 2 weeks.
So after the following meeting, we're going to memorialize the resolution, and then we'll be sending you a copy of the memorandum of restriction, which you'll sign and we'll countersign. And then after that point, you can reapply for a permit.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to install the fence.
Okay. So
You have to wait for the resolution. We can't give you the permit without that. So it'll be
December. The next meeting is December 11th.
Okay.
And I'll email it to you on the 12th.
Okay. And so I don't need to attend that meeting?
You do not.
No.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
Nope. No one, Chairman.
Close the public portion and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Thanks. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Waysmith?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it on December 11th and email it to you on the 12th.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night, ma'am. Let's move on to item number 16, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of October 23rd, 2025.
The first resolution I have is 605 Fairview Avenue Properties, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is a temporary use permit, which you voted to approve for Ann Noor Academy. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for this evening.
Thank you, Jim. Item number 17, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of October 23rd, 2025. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Item number 18, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Have a great Thanksgiving.